This is a download from Documentally. To find out more, go to documentally.com.
Welcome to the Documentally podcast, and thank you for downloading or in fact subscribing to my experiment in new media. If this is the first time you're listening to one of my programs, then please take note that this episode is kind of an update, a catch-up, rather than a program following my normal format. Normally, if there ever is such a time, my show can be described as a human interest audio-visual blog with interviews and music. And in the past, I've podcasted on music, governments, civil liberties, bipolar disorder, the cement industry, the environment, Doctor Who, Spaceman 3, the British land speed record holder, shamanism, locksmithing and escapology, Brian Hoare, David Icke, biodiesel, Kurdistan and Iraq, Mark Thomas and the arms trade, George Orwell, social networking, Bilderberg, and alien abduction. So if you're yet to hear those shows, please feel free to subscribe in a podcatcher of your choice, or visit documentally.com, and they are all archived there for your delight and delectation. Although I will add that one of the glorious benefits of this digital medium is there is no normal as such, and once subscribed, who knows what you'll get popping up in the feed. There is nothing regular here in time or content, and, you know, you might go a week without one, you might go a month without one, and then you might get three in a row, like buses, you know. So why am I not hiding behind an interview this week? Well, I am hiding as such. I'm actually sat in my car, watching a house. I know, it's a little bit ironic. I've got a podcast coming up soon on the surveillance society we live in, and here I am. Not wishing to turn down any job that comes my way at the moment, and I'm on a surveillance job. I'm watching a house on a council estate in northern England, because there's a man inside who might be going to work soon with a bad back that he's suing his company for. It's one of those kind of situations that I think, well, he's blagging, and if he gets away with it, and more for the corporation. But this isn't a big corporation, this is a small company, so I thought, no, let's go and have a bit of excitement. And that's exactly what I'm not getting right now. The sun's just coming up, I've got the sun at my back, I can see the full moon in front of me still. It's silly o'clock in the morning, and there is nothing going on, so I thought, get my recorder out and talk to you guys. Well, I feel I've come across a bit of a crossroads in my podcasting, and I really need to make a decision. As my podcast gains more and more momentum internationally, I've decided to toy with the idea of sponsorship. Up until now, I've hinted towards the cost of producing these shows and even timidly asked for donations. To those three kind-hearted individuals that have donated, you know who you are. I thank you deeply and hope the feeling of joy I feel when I see a PayPal email in my inbox at some time will reflect back on you 100-fold. I really appreciate it. It really is a buzz, a pick-me-up, a moving moment when you get a donation, no matter how large or small, where some stranger you've never met says, thank you, I got something out of that, and in return, here's a little something towards your hosting, your travelling expenses, or a beer on me. So thank you, thank you. And if I can be crude, the more people that took the time to write an email, or leave a comment, or drop me a small donation, I probably wouldn't find myself at this crossroads I am now if that happened a little bit more. Don't worry, I'm not having delusions of grandeur thinking that overnight I can make a comfortable living through podcasting. The truth is, as my podcasting takes off, my everyday working life takes a nosedive. Today is a rarity. The fact, you know, I'm sitting here and actually getting paid by the hour is definitely a rarity at the moment. As far as photographic work goes, there seems to be, well, in fact, it was reported on the news last week, there are more photographers learning photography in the UK at the moment than photographers are needed in the whole of Western Europe. So I really need to think about diversifying, or at least making money by some other means. So what do I do? When I should be out looking for photographic contracts or clients, I am instead planning or making new media. And why not? This is what I love doing. This is how I feel that in some way I can make a difference. I have thought about not podcasting for a while, but it keeps me paddling on the right side of sanity, so I do what I can to keep my oar in. I'd love to get some kind of sponsorship. I think that would go a long way to stabilising the outgoings and costs that I incur every time I do a show. I guess that if I did my interviews on Skype, things would be cheaper. The podcast would not be what I intended it to be either, but I want to look my interviewee in the eye. I feel it's the only way to get spontaneity, and obviously sometimes I like to shoot video as well. Coupled with being a photographer and being able to take pics when I'm with the subject or in a particular location, I think face-to-face is certainly the way to keep things. The downside is that to do something like my Bilderberg podcast took me 2 full days of my time and about £75, I guess, in cash. That's $150. That just comes straight out of my pocket, and yes, I enjoy what I'm doing, but, you know, it's still money I've got to earn somewhere. But when you look at the 12,000 plus YouTube viewings and even more podcast downloads just from that episode alone, it feels well worth it to me. Far more rewarding than a round of golf, not that I play golf, and I feel I've created something that can be archived to inform people for years to come. Perhaps I could find a few individuals or companies that are willing to sponsor an episode so I could at least break even. This is why I'm doing this now. I want to see what you guys think. Is it a good or a bad idea? Will it trivialise documentary? Do you know of any individuals that would be associated with my programme? Kind of individuals that maybe have products that I believe in. I don't know. I've got to think a lot about whether I want to go ahead with this. Perhaps I should just go harder on the donation requests and risk sounding like a person that can't afford the time to podcast. At the end of the day, it's your show. You tell me. Either email me at podcast@documentally.com. I'm going to say that again because not many people do email me. Maybe I don't make myself as approachable enough. So you can email me, hint, hint, at podcast@documentally.com. You can Skype me at documentally. You can Twitter me at documentally with a capital D. Or leave a comment on the documentally.com blog. Have I said documentally enough? If you missed any of that, please take the time to pause this, go back, get a pen or a keyboard and make a note. I'm serious. I would really like your feedback. I've got some awesome ideas for future shows. I'm not going to give them away right now. And if there are any topics that you'd like to see me cover, let me know and I'll see what I can do. Podcasting is a funny old world, and podcasters, strange and wonderful folk. Pretty much since I started, I've been a member of the Progressive Podcast Network. You can find all you need to know about the group at progressivepodcastnetwork.org. Yes, it is made up mostly of Americans, but honestly, they are far more decent than their country's twisted administration. After all, they are all progressive. Here's their promo now.
The Progressive Podcast Network. Now we are the media. Listen to your media. Take your country back. ProgressivePodcastNetwork.org.
Having done very little history at school, I find pretty much all that I know now about the US, its history and politics, has come from the Progressive Podcast Network and its members. I can't fault any of the podcasts, so if you find your feed catcher has a few openings, I seriously recommend subscribing to a few, if not all, of the shows. If you are listening to this in America, then you have absolutely no excuse. Head over to ProgressivePodcastNetwork.org and expand your mind. If you're listening to this in the UK, drop me an email and introduce yourself. You could always sign into the forum run by the Progressive Podcast Network at newmediarevolutionaries.com and say hello in my section. Go in any section, have a look around, there's some really interesting stuff there. I know very few people in the UK into listening to and making podcasts. It's still, you know, still got to catch on. Apart from, of course, Will at British Mac, at BritishMac.com, absolutely fantastic. And John at DissidentVox.com, awesome. John's got a few other podcasts well worth looking into. So there are two more podcasts I would recommend very highly indeed. So again, let me know of any others I should know about, or just say hi if you're a listener. You may even be someone who is keen to sponsor a podcast. Don't be shy. Remember, unlike radio advertising, your plug is on the podcast for as long as it's archived. And at this moment in time, thanks to Kaya Media at kyoi.net, all of my podcasts are still online to download. See? A shameless plug. And it was painless and caused me no trauma at all. I guess it's a lot easier because I know Giles and he's a very ethical and authentic operator. Okay, so where are we? I have begged for money, check. Mentioned some friends, check. Asked for feedback, check. Thanked my ISP. Okay, all that's left for me to do is thank every one of you guys that have taken the time to subscribe, and especially those of you who have been here from the start. When this podcast started its cultural meander into the fog that is the world of new media. Thank you. What started as an experiment still is, but I hope the results so far have helped to crack a smile, raise an eyebrow, or maybe even inspire. On that thankful note, if you're still feeling like you want to know more or contribute in any way, please head over to www.documentally.com. Okay, after a few promos from some of my favourite podcasts, a song from the very generous Billy Bragg, who was kind enough to give me permission to play his tunes. Thanks again, and enjoy.
Terrorism is the calculated use of violence or threat of violence to attain goals that are political, religious, or ideological in nature. It follows that the United States is a leading terror state.
As the Bush regime continues its war on democracy, log on to thewarondemocracy.com to find out what you can do to fight back.
thewarondemocracy.com. Hi, this is Bill, host of the Florida Soapbox podcast. On my show, you'll get world and national news, plus opinion from a left-wing perspective with plenty of humor. You'll also hear music, interviews, and commentary from Charlie the Conservative Chipmunk. You can find me at flasoapbox.podomatic.com, or you can find me on Google or iTunes. And I'm also a proud member of the Progressive Podcast Network, the Florida Soapbox.
All I'm saying is give peace a chance.
Wait up.
It's time to take to the streets.
Mainstream media, where are you?
George W. Bush was born on third base but thinks he hit a triple.
WakeUpAM.blogspot.com.
All the oil men in the White House.
Rumsfeld's cronies, buddies, neocon pals.
What is wrong with this picture?
He just bypasses whatever's in the Constitution.
Just when we think it can't get any worse.
Fascist government, dictatorship.
He's like the ultimate spoiled brat.
Wake up and smell the oil fields.
Remember who said that.
This isn't health care. This is get sick and die care.
Mainstream media doesn't cover it, so that's why we're here.
Yeah, look for me at Gitmo. That's where I'll be.
After September
11th. Playing the 9/11 card every time they
American subject to eavesdropping.
These actions are in the president's authority under the Constitution.
It's ridiculous.
Laws.
What do they have to hide?
It's poo-poo.
WakeUpAM.blogspot.com.
I dare anyone to call me a conspiracy theorist.
Take down the Union Jack. It clashes with the sunset. And put it in the attic with the emperor's old clothes. When did it fall apart? Sometime in the 80s, when the great and the good gave way to the greedy and the mean. Britain isn't cool, you know, it's really not that great. It's not a proper country. Doesn't even have a patron saint. It's just an economic union that's passed its sell-by date. Take down the Union Jack. It clashes with the sunset. And ask our Scottish neighbours if independence looks any good. 'Cause I just might understand how to take an abstract notion of personal identity and turn it into nationhood. Is this the 19th century that I'm watching on TV? Dear old Queen of England handing out those MBEs. Member of the British Empire, that doesn't sound too good to me. Gilbert and George, you're taking the piss, aren't they? Gilbert and George, you're taking the piss. What could be more British than here's a picture of me bum? Gilbert and George, you're taking the piss. Take down the Union Jack, it clashes with the sunset. And pile up all those history books, but don't throw them away. They just might have some clues about what it really means to be an Anglo-Saxon in England.co.uk. To be an Anglo-Saxon in England.co.uk.
Hi, this is Billy Bragg and you're listening to Documentally.com.
So, it's a couple of hours later on this quiet English street and people are waking up and going to work. There's no movement from the house I'm watching. This is very kind of old style surveillance with, you know, my flask of coffee and a steamy window to look through. If I was the government, I'd just type his telephone number into a computer and no doubt able to track his every move. I would even have the technology to activate the microphone whilst his phone is on standby and listen to what he's doing, whether he be on the toilet or talking with another cohort conspiring his heinous fraud against the establishment. I could even utilise the myriad CCTV cameras that dot our British landscape. What is it, 6 cameras to every person living in the United Kingdom? All I'd have to do is plug in his name and the facial recognition would notify me as soon as he hit the streets. I could still be in bed. But no, I do have a little bit of technology at my disposal. Be it an audio recorder, or a video camera, or my SLR camera with a long lens. I've actually even got a really cool little hidden camera that fits in a little button, so sometimes if I'm really lucky I get to have a beer while sat next to these people and record their every move. It's terrible, really, but, you know, there's not that much difference from what I'm doing now, bar the gadgets and the kind of thing that was going on in the 50s with the hats and the Macs. So yeah, until there's more photography work out there, I'm destined to be accepting some of the jobs from the seedy underbelly of the surveillance world. So anybody out there need a photographer or a podcaster, in fact, get me off the streets. Quite literally. I wish I'd bought some sandwiches.